ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors questioned in the Donald Trump criminal trial over hush money paid to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
A cross-section of New Yorkers, an oncology nurse, a bookseller, a salesman originally from Ireland, answered questions one by one. A woman who works in retail sent home after saying she had strong opinions about Trump that would interfere with her ability to be a fair and impartial juror.
50 jurors in all said they could not be fair and impartial, and all were dismissed. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attacks. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argued that that statute is too narrow to be applied. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but it's still unclear what the retaliation will look like. The body of a fourth construction worker found in the wreckage of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's leading business group is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to overturn Governor Evers' line item veto last summer to let school districts increase spending for each of the next 400 years. Lawyers for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argue Evers' maneuver forces local property taxpayers to pay more for schools without having any say. PFAS pollution could be an issue in this year's elections. Marquette University political scientist Amber Wachowski tells Wisconsin Eye that people who read more news are likely to be the most concerned.
One of the predictors of your concern over PFAS is, are you paying attention to current affairs and political issues?
Republican lawmakers and Governor Evers can't agree if the Department of Natural Resources or local communities should administer PFAS cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Drivers are asked to be aware of ramp, lane, and complete closures planned for I-41 in Winnebago and Outagamie counties this week. The closures are part of the I-41 rehabilitation project and the I-41 expansion project between Appleton and De Pere. Full closures of the interstate are scheduled during overnight hours this week. Southbound I-41 between Wisconsin Avenue and Richmond Street will be closed Wednesday, April 17th from 11 p.m. until 4:30 a.m. Thursday morning. This week is Work Zone Awareness Week. It's being celebrated nationwide in Wisconsin and locally. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more than 2,100 crashes were recorded in Wisconsin work zones in 2023, resulting in 9 deaths and more than 700 injuries. This week and throughout construction season, drivers are asked to be cautious and alert to avoid distractions and pay attention to road workers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks prepare for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks holding practice sessions, getting ready for game one of their best of seven playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. Did the Bucks take their foot off the gas in their loss to Orlando, knowing they would host game one in Milwaukee? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Somewhat, but a little different. You know, listen, we didn't play well down the stretch. Had a lot of stuff going on. And then mentally, I just think, you know, when you know you're in, you know you got home court. I don't think that we handled that very well. And we just got to keep playing until we get to the fourth round.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 7-3. It's the first time this season Milwaukee's lost two games in a row. Starting pitcher Joe Ross held San Diego to just one run until things fell apart in the fifth.
I was sick the way that happened just because Ross is throwing the ball so well. You know, broken bat hit, bloop hit, infield hit.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy and cooler today. A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 60, the wind east gusting to 35 today. More rain tonight into tomorrow, an inch to an inch and a half or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow. Our high tomorrow, right around 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're
Todd.
Exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start I'm freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to those great folks that just stopped by. That was a good time with Sarah and Lyle and, of course, Gizmo. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Luxurious, sleek, custom colors. They're all available and guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. Right now, they've got a perfect scenario for you. Get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
That's right. That is a really good deal.
0% interest up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for 18 months if you book before April 30th.
I didn't get that deal. Well, but, hey, I love their windows, right? You've been at my house.
Absolutely.
I tell people when they're like, man, those are nice windows. And I'm like, well, they are. That's because they're Pella. But when we spent a little money doing that, I can't tell you how much our heat bill went down. And you in business school, you learn about, your ROI, your return on your investment. And, that can be less than a year and a half. And if they're financing it that long, I mean, what a good deal. But I when we studied, houses and, if windows and doors, that is where you spend money you don't need to. So anyway, I would just encourage that. And now that it's getting nicer, they work. You just go over there and they go up and
there
down,
you go.
And I don't have to.
Why don't you introduce
it.
Our very special guest?
Oh yes, hey, this is. We should probably do that. We love Pella. We love Aisha too. Aisha Morales.
Uh-huh. Morales.
Morales.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't gotten a single name right.
I'm not good with names.
How many months, Todd, have we been doing
is
this?
Is it a shtick now?
I mean, pretty much. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
People know
he always used to have a little toadie that would whisper in his ear.
Well,
Aisha Morales. Aisha 2 News. Aisha Morales. Aisha 2 News.
I do miss that.
Yeah. Really did that, didn't they, at times?
It's helpful.
There's a lot of
handlers. There's a lot going on. Yeah. I get it.
It is great to have handlers. I mean, they write things, they research.
I wish I had that.
Yeah, I know. Well, you run for office.
I have morning brain fog all the time. That would really help.
How you doing? It's good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Yes. We love what you're doing over at Channel 2. And plus, you have your wedding going on. So you have a lot going on right now in your life.
So much going on.
I know.
So much going on. Yeah. But we're excited that it's summer. Well, basically.
We're there.
Getting on the bike.
We got out on the bike.
I saw that.
It's been really nice.
Do you drive?
No.
Are you going
to? I just ride. I don't know yet. I don't know if I trust myself to
do
it yet.
All right. That's a pretty good sized bike.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
You have to get a smaller one maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you can handle that?
He's talking about giving me that one as a hand-me-down.
Okay.
Then we can get like the big, fancy ones.
Oh, okay.
But age-wise, he says, I don't know if I'm there yet. Those are like the big ones with the big seats and,
Not the three-wheelers, though.
No,
right?
No. All
right.
Not yet.
All right.
Maybe in the future.
I would do a three-wheeler.
No way.
What?
That's...
Like a trike.
Yes. Right.
No.
I would do that. Why?
Because it looks...
I fall over otherwise.
Yeah, you would. That's
it's a little silly.
And exactly.
That's what people would assume. That's why I would learn how to do the two.
Let's go down to Action 2 News.
Well, we actually just started this really cool initiative. Are you guys ready for the name?
Yes.
Royal Rump Rumble.
Royal Rump Rumble. Okay.
It's hard to say it without that, you know, Royal Rump Rumble.
I like it.
I don't know if I do. Tell me what.
He's so honest. Have all the details here.
Okay, I want to hear.
We just started it.
And this is you. This is okay.
WBAY.
Right.
Yep. This is with Fox Communities Credit Union. So okay. Basically, the drive has already started. It goes on until April 30th. So we're collecting diapers of all sizes. Anybody willing to donate can bring them to 22 locations, including WBAY right downtown.
Great. All
right. So we're trying to help different nonprofits. There's 10 participating nonprofits. So a lot of them, you know, pantries, there's Damascus Road Project, Heads Up Fox Cities. There's We All Rise. There's a ton of them. So it says, according to Munchkin, a baby can go through 300 diapers in their first month and 2,000 to 2,200 diapers in the first year. So, and they're so expensive.
Oh, I know. They're expensive.
Oh my gosh. They just, you know, it's they're just using them to,
I know,
you know,
I know.
Anyway.
Oh, I know what they're used for.
They're so the cool thing is.
Are you wearing them, John? Or
no? Not yet.
Okay, good. All right.
When I get the trike.
Goes with the trike.
That's kind of what, you get that's a, kind of what I was saying.
That would be a great deal. You buy the trike then
okay.
Yeah.
It comes with a whole box of adult diapers.
Absolutely. Right. Who do these go to? How can people get them?
Yeah, so, well, it goes to all these different nonprofits, and we have a list on WBAY.com, and I just mentioned a few of them. But the cool thing is, once we get as many as possible, we're going to build a diaper castle at these locations. So everybody's going to build a diaper castle, and then people can vote on the best-looking castle.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of fun.
That's very fun.
So yeah. Why the Royal Rump Rumble? Like, what does it have to
that
tie?
Well,
rump.
Okay. Right. I think it's just fun.
Okay. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it's serving our demographic.
These could be adult diapers as well.
No, just
you
child.
Said for, no, you said for everybody.
I said for,
no,
for
John,
Mino.
Todd, play the tape. She said, okay, I just want to say in mayor school.
I said they come with the trike if you were to buy one. That would
Aisha,
be a great deal.
I want
deal.
To tell you that when I was in mayor school. I want to tell you they
there
were very.
When I was there.
They would look at your, if you're mm-hmm. selling. More adult diapers yeah. than baby diapers, you're in trouble.
That would be an issue.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, look at Japan. Yeah. There's a lot of countries doing that. But
true.
When you said for everybody, I mean, I did. I assumed it was for, okay, but it's not.
For
it
families.
For
families.
Okay, I like yeah. that. Okay. All right, I got it. I got,
yeah.
Sorry. I was.
Yeah. That's okay.
I should have read the notes, Todd. You need to send me more detail.
I mean, that would be maybe a different.
I would never be. It's never my fault, Aisha.
You're like, what about me?
Right. Yeah.
No, this is
me.
For younger families. People
I love
who
it.
Are struggling to afford diapers for
and
their babies.
And it is so expensive.
Yeah. They are.
Is.
They are.
Okay, yep. Well, that's great. Thank you.
So anybody that
great.
Can donate, please bring them to the station, and we can start to build that castle.
Awesome. And then how do they get distributed again? Through different organizations?
We'll distribute them with Fox Communities Credit Union to all these different nonprofits.
Okay, I think that's
awesome.
And
they'll take it from there.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about something practical and needed
and expensive.
Yes. Yeah. And expensive. I mean,
and a huge demographic is the women, you know, women and families. That's a huge
aren't they
following
made here?
For us.
PCMC made some diaper machines. I don't know that they're manufactured here.
I'm not
but they,
sure.
But
I was going to say, you'd think they'd
it's
be cheaper
paper products.
Here.
Yeah, they're paper, and
right.
I know they design the equipment over
sense.
There, but I don't, those diaper machines are
I'm not sure.
Profitable? Okay. All right. Did he just go?
Learn something
he
new.
He whispered.
He didn't say it.
They are.
Todd.
They are.
Todd, that
you are
made
on
my
the
mom
radio.
Having a conversation yeah. with like my Aunt Mimi or yeah. something when I'm like 7 years old. She's peachy.
Oh, my.
I just, yes.
Same type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know if we manufacture those here. I really don't. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
We could probably, who's ever making them, if something's mislabeled, you would take those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That
I think there's baby wipes that are manufactured here.
Totally, there's baby wipes that are manufactured
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but
and
I don't know
obviously,
about
we make all the puffs mm-hmm. are manufactured here, and that Bounty that
yeah.
we're making over,
yes.
that's, and- Yeah, I work at the new community shelter, and we mm-hmm. some things they're not perfect, you know, and
right.
we don't care if there's a little smear on the box, we will take that.
Yeah.
So, I think we gotta let me look into if there's a mm-hmm. diaper manufacturer in Green Bay, and I'll
yeah,
hit
maybe
them
they'll
up.
Donate.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, maybe just know about it. It's brand new. We just started it, so
that's awesome.
It's going the whole month, or
all the way until the 30th.
Okay, cool.
Of
April.
Of April.
This
okay.
Month.
All right.
Yes.
So let me ask you this about WBAY Action 2 News. You know, we were talking with Ward and how things have changed the TV biz over the years. And you know, it's funny because I told Warren, I said, the first time you ever mentioned me in the paper, it was a picture of me and Bill Jartz. We both started on the exact same day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the exact same day in Green Bay. Kind of bizarre.
Yeah. And what year was that?
About 10 years ago, I think.
Oh, oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, that's what. Not. Yeah, shut it was like 35 Jim. Years
quiet.
Ago.
Quiet. 1984.
Okay.
Yeah, were you born?
Nope. I was born in 89.
Okay.
That wasn't even a thought.
Okay. Okay, then.
Anywho.
But what I was getting at is, like, even from, where'd you go to college again? Arizona State?
Arizona State.
Hello, Jim.
I just was, that's 40 years ago.
Yeah, whatever. But you heard, you know, we both.
That was 40 years ago John got into the industry.
Cool. We both worked in, we both went to school at Arizona State.
Yeah.
Well, that just shows the breadth of people that went there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what that means.
The talented people that very smart came out of that school.
And I'm not. Let me ask you this, though. In the TV business, it's adapting. It's changing and changing and changing and changing. It's not just, when I was doing it, you had the 6 and the 10, and that was it. Now you guys are content-driven almost 24-7, aren't you?
I know. Yeah, and well, we have the new 4:30 show. With Chris, new-ish.
Yeah.
With Chris Ross, that 4:30 show, which is more loose.
Yeah.
A big conversation. And then now we have our live stream after the morning show. Right after it ends, we're like, hey, just join us on our app. Join us on Roku. Right. Join us on whatever. And now it just and that's sort of a loose conversation version of all the stories that we do. And but that's so different.
But that's what I mean. It used
it's just
to
more
be,
and more and
you've
more.
You've got your 6 and 10 and you sit out there and do your little
That's
now,
a dream.
I know, right?
I'm overwhelmed.
I know. And nowadays it's just you guys just constantly have to be doing something.
That's why when I get home, I totally unplug because it's like all that your brain's like constantly going.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
So with your new content, this whole digital thing, I mean, do you have to leave the studio as much and get out there?
No, so thankfully, this version of what we're doing, you don't have to.
Right.
So there are some stations that change it up. We also have a digital news desk where you go. It's podcast style, which I also do. I produce, I do everything. I anchor it. I do the sound and light and everything.
Really?
Okay. And you know, something that's unique, I'm going to just say it, NBC 26 basically doesn't use anchors anymore. And Scripps owns a lot of stations, and you almost, is that the future now of
Hopefully
TV?
Not.
With I know, right?
I know. I don't. I hope not. I think we do pretty well. You know, WBAY is such a,
I
is
think
a station
you
that people
need
love.
That person, like Warren Gerds was even talking about when he'd do the parades with the anchors. You bring those people into your living room. I mean, you develop a certain something with them, right?
Yeah, and we're local. We're here. We're neighbors too. So that's can't replace that.
No,
that
I hope that trend doesn't happen. Throughout the country. I really and truly do.
Now, I think you get these believable, the whole Walter Cronkite, Jarts, Zelazny. I know Zelazny's a competitor, but I mean, people do look to them and you see them
absolutely.
Around, and you kind of trust
and
them.
And we're all friends, by the way.
Right.
Well, absolutely. We all get along. Yeah, we all do the same thing, have the same life.
Have the same issues.
Same issues.
Producer issues. Whatever issues.
Oh, gosh.
I just thought she was going to use an adjective in front of life. So. No.
Everybody in the business has the exact same experiences and stories and the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. So Aisha Morales joining us here. Are our other folks going to be on the live stream, Todd? You big into craft beer?
I like craft beer.
Okay. We need to hear from these people from Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. Craft
beer.
We got
going on there.
We got to set a quick break. Back with more Aisha right after this. He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome. She was terminally pretty. She held him up and he held her for ransom in the heart of the cold, cold city. He had a nasty reputation as a cruel dude.
That said he was ruthless. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Channel 2 Action News at 6 o'clock, the leading newscast in northeastern Wisconsin with anchorman Chuck Ramsey, chief meteorologist John Chantick, sports director Joe Schmidt, live reports from Jerry Burke and Carmen Winkler, and the Action News team.
And he blames Dr. Kakana. Wait, were you on? Oh.
Are we?
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Hey, welcome back.
I've been here waving at you. You guys missed it. I played an old Channel 2 news intro for you guys.
Oh, sorry.
All right, here we go.
All right.
TV, Green Bay. Channel 2 Action News at 6 o'clock, the leading newscast in northeastern Wisconsin with anchorman Chuck Ramsey, chief meteorologist John Chantick, sports director Joe Schmidt, live reports from Jerry Burke and Carmen Winkler, and the Action News team.
Wow. I have a fun fact.
That's awesome. That's going to be early
80s. I have a fun fact.
Yeah. Okay.
So Jerry Burke.
Yes.
Love him.
Oh, my God. Legendary reporter. Yeah. His son is my executive producer in the morning.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew that.
Keep going the full circle, huh?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, and Jerry is constantly involved in our happenings.
We should have that producer on. I think that would be fun.
Oh,
maybe get Jerry on.
That would be great.
I think father-son duo.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he just won an award for some major news that we had.
Oh, great.
A regional award.
He would be cool for our Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
Because everybody knows him, right?
Yeah, I mean, Jerry wrote his book. I don't know if you guys knew that he had a book.
No,
I have it. I'll bring it next time.
Please do. We'd love to get him on.
I'll reach out to you. Maybe you can help me
Absolutely.
Connect.
Perfect. And he would love that.
Oh, we'd love it.
I know you're with him, but John Chandick, who they mentioned as well, have you seen?
No.
He got pretty involved with Habitat for Humanity, which was very, very cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these people do stick around, but they're just not in the media
anymore.
Yeah,
right. That'll be me one day. I'll still be doing stuff in the community. You'll still hear about me.
You got a long ways to go.
I know.
Long ways to go.
What else is going on at your place?
So I'm still doing the first alert safety desk, trying my best to keep everybody safe.
That's
got to
be a little
stressful.
Got to be a little bit of pressure.
It is. I mean, I haven't received a whole lot of negative feedback at all. I mean, people just kind of hopefully trust what I'm saying and doing. I do a lot of recalls. This morning, I talked about melatonin for kids and talked about that before, how it's not really healthy for them. And that's the sort of thing that I do.
Wow.
By melatonin, you mean sunshine?
No,
the supplement.
Oh, the supplement. Oh, what am I thinking of?
Serotonin.
Serotonin, that's right.
The happy hormone. Which is kind of the same thing. Melatonin is what helps regulate your sleep. You make it naturally.
Oh, I need that. I slept in yesterday.
No, but that
melatonin. Did you ever miss a show?
What?
Did you ever oversleep?
No.
You ever sleep in?
Knock on wood.
I know, right?
That's scary.
I did that yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, no.
Because Todd gets here very early. Then I get here early and just kind of go through, read some. No, I get here long before. So mine comes waltzing in about.
Who was here this morning earlier?
You and I.
Okay, no. I did something this morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I had something to do this morning.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. So
took
yesterday,
your stinky dog out.
Yes.
I was outside with Milton. We were outside running around.
Okay, can we talk about that real quickly?
What?
You lived in Kakana.
I live near Kakana. I live in Little. We like Kakana. We might even buy a house in Kakana.
I never thought
I would say that.
I lived in Kakana.
Yeah.
It never smelled.
Not in town.
One day.
No.
This guy always saying, I think it's when his dog is wet and he climbs into his car. And he's going through Kakana.
Suddenly it smells like Kakana.
No, first of all, my dog gets groomed. No, he doesn't smell. Kakana, you guys, come on. That's like not everybody, even it's comedians.
But it doesn't.
It does too. So there's a comedian.
That's what it's known for.
It is.
Yeah,
and there's a comedian that came to the Carlton, and he even was making jokes about it, and the crowd.
All right.
Everybody knows that.
I don't know.
How
we took a 2 mile hike in Kakana. I didn't smell a thing.
No, that's a nice place. Did you go by the Thousand Islands?
It was near there.
Oh, beautiful area.
It's kind of like they tell you to invite people over who are honest with you to see how, like, my house might smell like garlic. And people need to tell me that because if I live in that environment, I don't smell it.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, I do.
And that's like you guys in Kakana, you're oblivious to the honest.
I disagree with that. Todd?
I think off the highway is definitely, you get that. And right? The wind hits a certain way. You well, it's not
that landfill
out there. Not in town.
Downtown does not smell.
It's not the landfill. It's the, no, it's not the landfill.
It's the paper mill, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah. That they could. It's not dangerous. I'm not saying
it is. I'm doing a quick poll. Quick poll, people.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a 90%.
Could Kakata smell, yes or no? 90? I say no. Downtown Kakata does not smell.
It can. Off the highway.
Yeah, off the highway. Because well, nobody goes
to
Kakata.
So can West Green Bay where I lived in West Green Bay.
I'm not saying Sanimex doesn't smell. I didn't say that. You always throw in something that's like.
We're offended.
Yeah. No, I. Yeah.
But you agree with me. That when you drive to Appleton, you drive through that, whatever, 3 miles, it's like, oh my God, what smells.
That's why I said I never thought I would. This say goes, I'd live there.
Right. So this goes right back to the
Terry says, I coach at Kimberly and Kakana definitely stinks.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Terry. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe it has nothing to do with the Kakana girls winning like 95 straight softball games or anything, huh, Terry? That has nothing to do with it? Or wrestling winning state championships? Nothing to do
good,
with it?
It's a good community. I just say that, you know, every community, maybe not every community, but if they have their warts, that would be the one in Kakana would be the odor.
Okay.
So anyway, we can move on.
That's fine.
So we can, yeah, we just all agree.
More housing for us to choose from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, there you go.
Yep.
That's why because when you were a parent driving from Green Bay to Appleton, you would turn around and look at one of the kids, and then we would need these diapers that they're getting.
Okay, that's not true, but go ahead. Continue.
Anyway.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Hey, what are the safety things people are concerned about? Like, what are people telling you they want to look at? The recalls is definitely
up
there.
The recalls is one. There's so many.
Right?
A lot of it's water, what's in our water.
Oh, yeah.
Toxic. Thing, like PFAS, if you guys, we talk a lot about PFAS,
and that's
been going on for years and years in different communities. Water and what's in our food,
but that PFAS, that's those lifetime chemicals,
the forever chemicals.
But I was just reading about those.
But didn't they just? They may just made some decisions.
Yeah, they're trying to make it harder, and the rules are harder for certain companies, so they have to make sure that they're checking and filtering things out.
It's a lot of different plastic bottles.
Yes, so plastics. It could be on the nonstick cookingware.
Yeah,
all right.
The Teflon stuff.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of different things.
Wow. You know, I always. I look like I'm crazy.
It looks like he's gonna.
I was so excited the other day. I was at the grocery store.
Oh,
and there was a big thing of Lamer's chocolate milk in the big glass gallon bottle.
Yeah.
I had to grab that.
That's the
I hate plastic bottles.
And we just did something because Earth Day is coming up. Yes. So we're talking about using less plastic.
And who founded Earth Day?
Who founded Earth Day? I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought everybody did that. Sorry. All right.
Because
John didn't know. John grew up here with Gaylord Nelson. He was our governor. But anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Well, okay, you grew up in Nugani. Whatever.
It's a different state.
But you
had a different governor.
But you watched Channel 2 News.
No, we didn't.
There.
We only had one station. We had WLUC TV out of Marquette, and that was it.
But your
one station.
But your
wow.
Teacher should have taught you that. I'm sure you did. You just weren't paying attention.
Oh, no.
Okay, but back to
see what I deal with on a regular basis.
That's the kind of story that we do.
That's
anything that affects
harassment.
You, your health, your family, even financial security. So I did tax day yesterday.
Okay.
For the last minute people.
We had a guy in here the other day from the emergency.
Management?
Right.
Yeah.
The siren guy.
He was great.
So I do stuff like that. When a storm comes around, I make sure to prep people. Like when we had the winter storm, I did power outage safety, making sure you have your kit at home, things like that. Things to keep in mind to keep your family safe.
There's a guy speaking tonight at the Widener Center. The Widener Center. He's in the Fort Howard room, but it's on financial literacy. We're trying to get him on our show tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that it? That's interesting stuff,
topic,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of those things that with what you do, that is such a key thing nowadays, too. But you know what I didn't realize till he was talking to us? Like, for an alert, I didn't realize. I assumed that the sirens were basically the only thing they send out. But he says those aren't built for indoor hearing.
Correct.
Right.
And then
which
you have
shocked
phone
me.
Alerts.
Right.
And,
but now do we get, okay, so like, we'll talk. Can you stick around?
Of course I can.
Okay, so here's the thing I want to talk
Let's
about.
Do
the
it.
Two is, you know, if you get an Amber Alert, I've never put down an app, but you still get it. Do you need to do something different for a weather alert?
No, they override everything.
Do they? How do they know your phone number?
They know.
John, they know.
Trust
they
me.
John,
know.
We know what you had for dinner last night.
How about that day we were here talking about my shoes, that they're exactly like somebody else's, and I picked up my phone, and there was an ad. You saw it for my shoes.
That was a little creepy. That was just super
that
coincidental.
That was so bizarre. Was... All right, we're going to start a quick break. Aisha Morales with us. Back
people
first.
Are like, what?
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. For the third year in a row, the city of Oshkosh will participate in No Mow May, a conservation initiative that encourages people to decrease lawn cutting to provide food and nectar for bees and other pollinators. Oshkosh Common Council member Michael Ford.
The beauty of this is if you don't like it, you don't have to participate. To me, this is just a really small thing that there's a handful of people, and by handful, a few hundred are really excited about.
Participation in No Mow May is free and voluntary, but registration is required. Properties that don't register will be subject to regular penalties for long grass or weeds. The Green Bay Packers are partnering with Bell and Health to donate CPR instruction and AED equipment to local schools. Funding for donations comes from an NFL Foundation grant dedicated to promoting CPR education, access, and training across the country. 12 Northeast Wisconsin schools will receive the updated CPR instruction materials and AED equipment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Bucks prepare for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Bucks holding practice sessions, getting ready for game one of their best of seven playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. Did the Bucks take their foot off the gas in their loss to Orlando, knowing they would host game one in Milwaukee? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Somewhat, but a little different. You know, we didn't play well down the stretch. Had a lot of stuff going on. And then mentally, I just think, you know, when you know you're in, you know you got home court. I don't think that we handled that very well. And we just got to keep playing until we get to the fourth round.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 7-3. It's the first time this season Milwaukee's lost two games in a row. Starting pitcher Joe Ross held San Diego to just one run until things fell apart in the fifth.
I was sick the way that happened just because Ross is throwing the ball so well. You know, broken bat hit, bloop hit, infield hit.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy and cooler today. A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 60, the wind east gusting to 35 today. More rain tonight into tomorrow, an inch to an inch and a half or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow. Our high tomorrow, right around 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. Our two guests joining us, along with Aisha Morales, are at our studio in Oshkosh as we speak. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got Lee and Jody. Todd, give us an introduction.
Well, we've had Lee on the show before because they were promoting Craft Beer Week, right? Which I'm wearing the hat. As you
I know,
see this
I like
morning,
that hat.
Right?
Yes.
They kind of just wrapped that up. And Jody's with us from Bare Bones Brewery in Oshkosh, which, John, I was telling you about, is a really cool place because not only is there beer, right, but there's dogs. So,
and,
I mean.
And, ironically, Aisha used to do the exact same thing, take her dog to a bar.
Yeah. It was called Bark and Brew.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So there you go.
The dogs don't drink. We do.
Hey, guys, how did the Craft Beer Week end up for you guys?
It went really well. It's nice having all these breweries come together and have something that everybody can enjoy.
So who came up with that recipe? Because I have to tell you, I drink beer. And I had two of them. I had two of them
beer.
One night. And I was well on my way, I'll tell you that, Jody.
That was, we all take turns, and this year was Fox River Brewing Company. So Drew, who was on last time, he was the one that came up with the recipe.
Gotcha.
I think that's cool that you guys collaborate on recipes like that.
Yeah, we do it as much as we can. We're all busy, so it gets difficult, but it's nice when we can do it.
So Todd was talking about it's wrapping up brewery. You guys happy with it? I mean, there is nothing hotter than craft breweries right now in the Midwest, is there? Or maybe the country, I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun, and it helps get the word out there for everybody and get everybody out to all the different places.
Now, you've got something coming up at Bare Bones, working with Oshkosh Classics. Explain that. What's that all about?
So Oshkosh Classics, I'm a member of the Society of Oshkosh Brewers. We're a home brewing club here in Oshkosh, and we put out a booklet of recipes called Oshkosh Classics. So it's going to be released on April 20th at Bare Bones. And this is the 175th year of brewing in Oshkosh. So the idea was to have recipes in this booklet that would span that entire history. So the oldest recipe in the book is from 1849. And the most recent one is from, we have three recipes in there from current breweries. So it goes all the way up to today. And what we'll be doing is members of the Society of Oshkosh Brewers will be brewing recipes from that booklet and giving away free samples of it that day at Bare Bones. And then in addition to that, Bare Bones has released one of the beers from that booklet, People's Bock. So that's the 1950s recipe for People's Bock, which was brewed here in Oshkosh at the People's Brewing Company.
I have a feeling those old beers like that are pretty stout, pretty
right. Something
yeah,
that
pretty
was,
strong.
Tell
yes
me
or no?
The, yeah, right. The difference between something 175 years ago and somebody brewed today. I mean, potency.
Well, you're right in one regard. I mean, they tend to be like quite a bit more flavorful than a beer like, let's say, a Pabst or a Miller Lite or something like that.
Robust.
So they are robust in flavor.
Yeah.
But alcohol wise, they're really no stronger. Not all of them. On average, these older beers tend to be about 5%, which is what your standard, you know, lager is today. We do have a recipe that's going to be served there that day. That's from the 1890s. And that's a stronger beer. That's about 6.5%. And it's a dark lager. So, and it's fairly hoppy. You know, a fair amount of bitterness in there. So you do get a wide gamut of flavors in these older beers for sure.
So all these entrepreneurs or these, we call them chefs of beer.
Brewmeisters.
Were they willing to share their recipes? I mean, some people get a little bit like, ooh, secret sauce.
Well, the thing is, they're all dead.
What are you going to do about
that?
That
is all right. Okay, that's a prerequisite.
So it's pretty easy to, you know, prying it out of their hands. No. So with these older recipes, yeah, these guys are all gone. But we found these recipes through a variety of sources. Some were in archives. Some were, I actually got to know the brewer at People's Brewing Company, Wilhelm Kohlhoff, and he had all the recipes, and he was happy to share them with me.
Fun. That's great.
Yeah. The oldest recipe in there, like I said, is from 1849. And that was a guy named Joseph Schussler, who for years said he had a secret method known only to himself. But after he retired, and when he was in his 80s, he just spilled the beans and gave the entire process, everything he was doing. So, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah, they can be secretive sometimes, but usually at the end of the day, they're kind of like, once they start talking, they want to share.
Yeah, you don't see, we had some people from a theater here, and they're talking about how it's a community when you get involved in something like that. It seems like local brewers are exactly the same way, huh? I mean, it's obviously it's competitive. You want to sell more of yours than the other guy sells of his, but there is a collaborative effort too, it seems like, amongst that community.
Well, the nice thing is the better beer I make, the better it is for everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's the same for all the other breweries. So if you see more of them together, if they're all making the best they can, there's more reason for people to go to that area, because you're not just going to one, you can go to, you know, two or three. Yeah.
Great point.
And one person doesn't make an industry. So I think that, and right. Like Johnny said, that microbrewing or whatever your specialty beers is really taken off over, I don't know, you would know, but.
Well, the cool thing is, you know, like up in the UP where I'm from, like I said, they've got two main industries right now, legalized marijuana and craft breweries. And so, and it's neat that these little towns.
That's why John's moving back there.
Exactly. In these little towns, I mean, that can revive a town in some ways, because like Aisha, right. You're talking about, you know, you guys go biking and go to those small towns and everything like that. And those are the kind of people it attracts, you know, those people traveling and everything. So I think it's really been a boon to a lot of areas is these small craft shops. Don't you guys think?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the thing is, like you mentioned, the sense of community in Oshkosh, that's especially strong. I mean, all of the brewers here, you know, the professional brewers came out of the home brewing scene. Like Jody is still a member of the Society of Oshkosh Brewers. Zach and Ian at Fifth Ward are, you know, they're from the Society of Oshkosh Brewers. Drew over at Fox River comes directly out of this local home brewing thing. So we've all known each other for years. And that sense of community just remains real strong here.
That's awesome.
Talking very with cool. Lee Reiherzer and Jody Cleveland a little bit about beer history in Oshkosh. Lee, when you were at the studio last time, you told us something interesting about the building we're in. You told us that it was a speakeasy, and you were so excited to go down in the basement. You find any...
The building in Oshkosh, not the one we're in here.
The building in Oshkosh, we would never, ever do that here.
This is what
this is called a smokeasy.
Did you find anything down there that day? I went sprinting down to the basement. This building, they've done such a beautiful job, but unfortunately, they've kind of erased its tawdry past.
So, oh, that's too bad.
We didn't find anything down there.
That's too bad, because I was thinking I'd spend more time in that office.
Absolutely.
If we're still set up.
Absolutely.
Down there.
Well, guys, give us a synopsis on what you guys did, how happy you are with it, or whatever you want.
And what's new?
Craft beer in Oshkosh.
So the event on Saturday will start at noon. Like Lee said, they're going to be, I think there's 8 to 10 brewers that made recipes from the book. So there's a good representation of the beers that were in that book. The books will be for sale for $5. All the proceeds go to the Society of Oshkosh Brewers.
Nice.
Beautiful.
And then for bare bones, we made People's Bock, which will be on for sale that day as well.
I like Bock. My dad only used to get Bock in the fall. Is that like a fall beer from back in the day?
It's actually a spring beer, and I think I'm starting to understand you, John, because Bock's a stronger beer. It's a
Bock is what?
It's a stronger beer. So.
Yeah. Yes. Do you guys ever remember a brewery called Bosch Beer up in Holt, Michigan? Remember Bosch Beer?
Sure.
And he'd get that Bosch. Maybe it was the spring. I thought it was the fall, but it was like, it looked like root beer almost.
Well, the thing is, like, back when, you know, like in the, even in the 80s, people, when Bock beers were coming out, people would buy them and set them aside so they'd have them all year round.
Okay.
But they typically, they were released in spring.
Okay. I thought it was, maybe this old wives' tale. Wasn't it something it's like, that's what they would get when they'd clean out the vats or something?
Totally untrue. Completely.
John.
But that was the wives' tale, wasn't it?
That was a story that went around forever, and brewers were always combating that. Yeah.
Oh, and you're still combating it.
Here we are, 175 years later.
I'll be darned. Oh, that's awesome.
Do you, these brewers like you guys, is it your goal to be commercial, or do you guys just love the home?
Yeah, for me, I mean, for a lot of home brewers, that's the case. Not for me at all. I just like I have no desire to ruin a perfectly good hobby, but
okay, cool.
I just wanted to ask if your demand for gluten-free beer has gone up at all.
It went up a little bit, and then it went down pretty fast.
We're gluten-free. We're always asking, like, do you have a gluten-free beer? Usually, you know, it's not ever on draft or anything like that.
But doesn't...
We have a couple available, but we don't make them ourselves.
Gotcha, yeah.
Well, is that wheat? Wheat and rice that you can't eat?
Correct.
Okay.
Wheat, barley, things like that.
Yeah. They just send you over to the winery. Get out of here.
Just drink water at that point.
Drink water.
It's like our hops.
We've had some pretty good gluten-free beers.
Oh, really?
Really? It's usually the option is a cider, but I don't want a cider.
Right.
I want a beer.
Right.
There's a couple more out there.
So what are they made out of if you're not using hops?
So hops don't, the gluten problem is from the barley.
Yeah. Oh,
that's where the gluten's a protein that's in barley. So that's where that's the issue. So. Yeah. You know, there's some of the gluten-free beers are made with sorghum, which are mm-hmm. gluten-free. There's a variety of ways of doing it. There's also some yeast that reduce gluten content to the point where it's below that threshold. But typically, it's an alternative sort of cereal grain they'll use.
Aisha, it doesn't sound like the marketing department is focused
in on
that.
I get it.
Because like, we tried it. We had one person like it.
Then... I have a gluten intolerance.
I got it.
And then my fiance has celiac disease. So
join the organization and come up with your
absolutely.
Hey, there you go.
So, Mino, I'm going to go to the event on Saturday. I'll pick you up some Bach.
Please do. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The darker and thicker, the better. All right.
Okay.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. It's been great this whole time talking about craft beer festival in Oshkosh. Give it one more time. What's taking place on Saturday, please?
Saturday at Bare Bones Brewery at 12 p.m. Until whenever.
Till Todd leaves.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
That's great. Thanks for just sharing all this. Those are just fun, special, unique events for the community. And
I've learned more about craft brewery talk to these guys in the last month than anybody.
Bare Bones at noon in Oshkosh. That's going to be fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Take care. See ya. Very cool. Very, very cool. And I know we got our right guy on this, right, with Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We get so many times Todd's people bring us things. It's like, hey, I brought you this. And I'll ask, hey, Todd, would you? No. Todd, which like no, Todd. They brought in a case of beer. Yeah. That's mine.
That's not what happened. John's I got to clear my name, Jim. John's like, hey, I know you like beer. Here's all this beer. Our friends at Noble Roots came in, right?
Oh yeah,
brought in some great beer, and so I did the right thing. I wasn't going to leave it sit there. I took it home and I put it in the fridge immediately, which is what you do with that stuff. And then he came back later that night, literally peeking through the window of the studio.
Here's Pete trying to do his show. Here's this John's crazy guy in the dark up there trying to find that beer.
And it was gone.
It was gone. It was long gone.
Stores were closed. John was having a panic attack. So
I want to try the Cocoon Brewery. Have you tried that one?
I have not. No.
They're butterfly themed, obviously, but we came across a friend who works there.
Where is it?
And he told me they have a couple gluten free beers.
So. Oh, cool.
It's in DePier, West DePier.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's new. It's a newer brewery.
Well, when you and Cutter go, let me know.
Yeah, I will.
I'll join.
It's really cool.
We'll get them on.
We
like to talk about it. Yeah. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
They do a lot of events and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Todd, I thought you were our beer expert.
Well, I mean, I'd team up with her anytime, right?
Yeah. Happy to help.
Absolutely. Oh, good stuff. When you were in college, who was I reading about how many years they battled that, had no idea what they had, and then her life changed?
But Cutter did.
He did too. Okay.
I mean, he was inflamed and sick all the time. And
wow. Finally, and no idea what it was.
Adult
right?
life figured it out. Yeah.
You know what's funny? It's like 20 years ago, nobody heard about any of those things. People probably just suffered with it and just put up with it, huh?
Well, weed is different too.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't want to get into that. That's a whole big conversation.
That's why Johnny and I just drank that Wapatuli. We just threw everything in there. It's like
it cancels it all out.
It just hasn't affected us none. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
Yes, I can.
Right, awesome. Thanks. Aisha Morales joining us from Action 2 News. Back after this.
If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, wrapping up on a good-looking Tuesday. 47 in Oshkosh, 46 in Appleton, 44 in Green Bay. Aisha Morales from Action 2 News joining us. We're talking about the beer, the different types of beer, and the gluten-free beer and everything, but you live your life pretty much reading labels and cooking your own stuff. Can you talk about what that's been like in your life?
Well, personally, I was diagnosed with something called Hashimoto's disease.
Okay.
When the doctor said, who is that?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like something that was...
My sister has that.
Does she really?
Yeah, she does. It's tough.
So it's the second most common autoimmune disease and growing in the whole country.
I've never
it's
heard of it.
It's insane how many more people have been diagnosed since even I was. It's a thyroid condition. So your body basically thinks that your thyroid is an invader. So it tries to attack it, which is not good because your thyroid takes care of so many things, your mood, your food, your hormones, a lot of different things.
Wow.
Your sleep.
Okay. I'm not getting this. How can we have if it's the second most, that's
it's
pretty
like
high.
More and more people are maybe figuring out
right,
or getting diagnosed
with that. I see. And what's the... Like cure, if there's
there is no cure.
How do you manage it?
So diet. A lot of it is diet and medication. So basically, you are either lacking in one hormone or the other in your thyroid. There's two. There's T4, T3. It's all sciencey stuff. I don't want to bore you.
Yeah, we're just too on top of that.
You know
men can get it too, by the way.
But this is the type of thing that, I mean, it's personal for you. So I'm going to ask you this question: just food in the United States in general.
It's tough. Yeah. Okay. I mean, because if we were able to just grow our food and, you know, the whole farming, that's why I love our farmers and appreciate them so much. And I used to do stories with them because I learned about what they were doing.
Sure.
But what's in the food is just so tough. And what you buy, it's tough. I'm always reading labels. And even then, you know.
Yeah.
So
what are some of the things that you think our country should do to help people nutritionally?
That's
a
big question.
I know it is, but just little things. With
support our farmers.
Okay, go ahead.
Grow our food.
I just think that people should support farmers markets. Yeah. I mean, there's
less processed.
Absolutely.
You look at Saturday. There's one. There's one on Military Avenue.
That's a good
little
segue. I like that.
What about Thursdays? The one in Green Bay downtown. That's a farmers market. But
yes.
Now they've become a little bit more. There's wine. There's music.
Totally.
But there's still. You can still buy.
Same idea. Yeah.
You need to support those because those are people who are working hard to grow
because
that stuff.
Because we have all these allergies at home, we cook a lot with whole foods. So it's, you know, and we still buy pasta and things like that to accompany it all. But these overly processed foods just hurt our tummies at home. So we have
Can you eat regular pasta?
No.
Okay.
We have to buy gluten-free pasta.
You know what? When I was at the doctor's a couple weeks ago, my big checkup type thing, it's the first time he's ever talked, because I said, I really need to lose like 20 pounds, 25 pounds.
Okay.
And he said, what do you eat? And I just told him, I said, well, I'm Italian, so we had a lot.
Pasta.
And he said,
the nationality.
He said,
it's because I'm Italian.
He says, give up pasta. Well, he asked about our favorite foods I grew up with and everything. Yeah. You know, I said, pasta. But he said, get rid of the pasta, get rid of the white bread, get rid of the rice.
You'll lose weight immediately.
That's what he said. Yeah. He said, you'll be surprised.
Sugars.
Immediately.
Pizza.
Immediately. Because if I don't eat today, I want to be weighing
not
less
like
tomorrow.
In a week.
Well, come on.
I know.
But with my diet, gluten-free is great because you're not eating as much inflammatory. Gluten and dairy is very inflammatory.
Okay.
So it makes you puffy, John.
I'm puffy.
You don't want to be puffy.
Oh, I'm puffy.
It's true. And then if you have any sort of pain, taking out that sort of thing. And I talk about this stuff and at work in the safety desk all the time with these certain foods that are inflammatory.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I mean, the processing aspect, like you were talking about how bread nowadays can last for like 3 weeks. And
the
issue
is your body is struggling to process and digest it.
So the things
it's
that
like working overtime.
Scientists or whomever work for years and years to try to get so bread lasts longer really goes against our own natural whatever.
I've watched documentaries where they say the original way of making bread, if we still did it that way, we wouldn't have these sorts of allergies. It's the way that they were making it, mass producing it, and overly processing it.
Wow. Interesting stuff.
It is. I don't know. I find it interesting.
But I think, but I mean, ever since that doctor said that, now I've been watching a little bit more what I eat. I mean, I'm serious. Yeah. It's like for a doctor to finally say it. You know, you can have Oprah or whoever. Yeah. But when your physical doctor who does all the tests on you tells you not to eat something, that registers.
Okay. It does.
Pasta's a tough one, though. I mean,
it's a tough one to give up.
That's a tough one to give up. I'm actually making that tonight. But
I was going to try that whole grain pasta. Have you guys ever tried that? Can you eat that?
Yeah. And I've done like chickpea pasta and all those sorts of, you know, trying to mix it up. I don't know.
Some look kind of gross. So what is like cauliflower pasta?
Yeah, you got to find a good brand.
Yeah.
You got to just try them and see what happens.
But I think there's ways to buy natural foods. Uh-huh. And it's not like we're in a food desert. Well, people argue we are. But I you know, and it's okay to grow some of your own stuff. I mean, it's amazing what you can grow in like a 4 foot flower bed. You can put a lot of peppers.
Dream.
I mean, everybody's, well, I shouldn't say that.
Did you see what happened to mine last week?
A lot of people have.
That. Did you see on mine, Aisha?
The animals are out to get you.
So we like growing vegetables.
Yeah,
love
of course.
It. Love
it's
it.
Great.
Rabbits tore them up like you can't believe a couple years ago.
They must be good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Built these rabbits?
No, built these 4 foot high vegetable boxes.
Four feet high. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I saw this online.
So picture, Dom took a picture. There's the fattest rabbit you've ever seen sitting right in the middle of it. Yes.
How did he get up there?
I don't know. As God is my witness, I didn't know rabbits could
get up.
No, could jump 4 feet high.
Johnny, no, he didn't jump that high.
How did he get in there? Did you see the picture of him?
What you have to do, what are those? It's like those cylinders you put around so like squirrels and stuff can't get up. And it's like
slinkies.
It's not a slinky.
This was just a box on the ground. This was a
well, Johnny's on the ground. Okay, you told us it was 4 feet
high. Like every other person who has these don't get
Todd
rabbits.
Just said it was on the ground.
Well, it's on the ground, but it's got 4 foot high
sides.
Jim,
here, I'll show you a picture. Here's the picture.
Yeah, I've never seen a rabbit get into those before.
That doesn't look like 4 feet. But
it's 4 feet.
He's fact-checking.
What are you, all of a sudden got a little tape measure in your head?
At least you look at that.
Is that the fattest rabbit?
I can see what you mean.
Who, me?
Jim, yeah.
Yes, thank you, Aisha. And she's a reporter. She deals in facts.
I don't
John.
Know.
Right. I could.
He looks big enough to be able to jump in there.
Right.
But not all rabbits are. He just.
John, 4 feet, that's 12. 12.
You got, I'm going to measure.
I think you should go measure.
I'm going to measure that.
All right,
that.
But we
have fact checking to do.
Yes.
I know one thing. You'd never be able to get into it.
They can hook their thumbs and climb.
I guarantee you that.
You know, what I would have with that picture?
What?
Hasenpfeffer.
Oh, jeez. Do you know what Hasenpfeffer is?
I don't. I'm
Nobody
sorry,
does,
no,
but
don't.
He thinks I'm the dumbest guy because I don't know what Hasenpfeffer is.
Or Gaylord Nelson. All right, well, whatever. Okay, John, let's move on.
Did you ever eat rabbit? Wild game is good.
I've had rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try
He says the only way you should ever talk about eating rabbit is when it's called Hasenpfeffer.
Oh,
it's a German. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I would try that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
congratulations, Jim. You got
this
one.
Is a heated
I think
conversation.
I
win
her over. No,
it's this way every
morning. Welcome to our world.
It's tough. I have to wear a cup every morning.
Just to say exhausted at the end of the day. Aisha Morales, we love having you on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And whenever we mention that you're going to be on, people go crazy over it.
Stop. You don't have to say that.
No, I'm not. But it's partly because we both went to ASU, so I think people think that's the part they like about it.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that.
Oh, relax. Look at the time. Would you follow his cues and zip it? We got to go. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll see if they picked any jurors in New York in the Trump trials. You got to tune in. Devil's Advocates 4 to 6.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.